Well, hello, my friends. This is Brooks Gillespie in Omaha, Nebraska, your phrasal verbs expert guru. And it's a beautiful Sunday morning. It's November. And I'm going to do something that I haven't done before. I'm going to give you a little perspective so that you can see what it looks like. I film most of these videos on my porch of my apartment. And I want you to see the beautiful fall colors. The trees are changing colors and the leaves are starting to fall. And in November, it can often be very cold, but we have had really, really nice temperatures this past week. I've been wearing a t-shirt and shorts, which for November is really quite unusual here in Omaha, Nebraska, where I live. So just a little perspective of where I am and what it looks like on my apartment or from my apartment. Okay, our phrasal verbs for the day are fill in, fill up, and think over. So let's start with fill in. Now, to fill something is to put a bunch of stuff in something. So if I had a pitcher and I wanted it to be full of water, I would fill it in with water. So if something is full, it is because you have filled it. And the action of filling something is often called, well, filling in. Well, there's a couple of definitions to filling in. The first one is to act as a substitute for someone when they are unable to do something. So for instance, if I couldn't make this video and somebody else made the video for me, they would be filling in for me. They would fill the spot that I usually take as the explainer, teacher, instructor in these videos. The first sentence that I wrote down was, if I call in sick tomorrow, my boss will have to find somebody to fill in for me. So when I'm not at work, my place needs to be filled by someone else. The person working in my place will fill in for me. My mother died when I was very young, so my grandma kind of filled in for her as a mother figure. So in this case, I didn't have a mom, so my grandmother filled that role. She filled in as a mother for me because I didn't have a mother. Now, a second definition for to fill in is to inform somebody, usually about recently acquired information. So it's to, apparently there's a space in their knowledge that is not full, and you are going to fill them in. You're going to inform them. You're going to complete their knowledge about something. I haven't seen your parents in several months. Fill me in on what's going on in their lives. So in this case, you're going to tell me what's happening with your parents. You are going to inform me. You're going to complete my knowledge that is lacking about how they have been. My girlfriend had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the movie, and I had to fill her in later about what happened during those few minutes. So in this case, she had to leave the movie and she didn't know what happened during that part. So her knowledge about what happened in the movie was incomplete. So later, when I had an opportunity to talk with her, I filled her in on what had happened during those few minutes of the movie. Our second verb for the day is fill up, which means to become or cause something to be full. So this is a little bit more of a literal filling. My first sentence in this case is, the stadium filled up very quickly after they opened the gates. So obviously, before the match starts or the game starts, the stadium is empty. They open the gates, people begin to enter the stadium, and it starts to fill up. It starts to become more full of people. I filled up with turkey over lunch, and now I feel like I need a nap. It's not uncommon for us to use the expression fill up with regard to eating food. So in this case, I ate a lot of turkey. I filled up with turkey. My stomach was empty, and now it's full with a lot of turkey, and I'm tired. Turkey makes people tired. Turkey's an appropriate topic to discuss in November because here in the United States, we celebrate Thanksgiving, usually the third week in November, and we always eat a lot of turkey. and there's just something about turkey that makes you tired. In the afternoon, after the big turkey dinner, people are tired and want to take a nap. On a hot summer day, the beaches fill up with sunbathers. Anybody who lives near the coast in Brazil, I'm sure, can identify with that. When the weather's hot, the beaches are not empty. They become very full with people. They fill up with sunbathers, people that are out enjoying the sunshine. And our third phrasal verb of this lesson is think over. Now, just about everybody knows what the verb to think means. Very straightforward. To think over something, in English we have the expression over and over again, which means it happens repetitively, repeated over and over. It kind of has that sense, to think over something. You're thinking about it over and over again in your mind. It's not a single thought, it's a thought that is happening over time. So the definition for to think over is to take the time to consider and reflect about something. Here's the first example. Before you get married, you really need to think it over with your significant other. Obviously, marriage is a very big deal. It's probably the most important decision you will make. And it's important to think it over, to spend a lot of time weighing the pros and the cons. Should I marry this person? Is this what I want for my life? It's not something that you should rush into without a great deal of contemplation. My second example here, I was offered a new job in a different city, but I'm going to have to think it over because I really enjoy my life here where I currently live. Anybody that is happy where they're living, if they imagine you got offered a job that paid a lot more money, but you really love your life where you are, you have a lot to think over. You have a lot to consider. The money is good, but maybe your family is here, maybe your kids are in a school and they're happy. There are many factors that you need to think over when you need to make a big decision about a move from one city to another. And my final sentence for the day is, I would like you to join our website as a writer and teacher. Think it over for a few days and get back to me. Now this sentence is me. I write lessons and make these videos for this website. They offered me this opportunity and it was something I had to think over. People offer you a position, people offer you an opportunity, and you oftentimes have to think it over. And sometimes you don't think it over because you know right away what you want. One expression in this sentence that may be unfamiliar to many of you is to get back to me. If I tell you I want you to think about it, I want you to think it over and get back to me, that basically means just respond. I want you to tell me later your decision, what you thought. Get back to me later. So that is our three phrasal verbs for the day. And I always like to come up with a sentence that incorporates all three verbs. So I thought of a sentence. If somebody wanted me to replace them in a class for the day, to be a substitute teacher, they might say, hey, I'm going to be gone tomorrow. Could you fill in for me tomorrow? I know you're really smart and you're going to fill up their brains with lots of great information. Think it over and get back to me. So that's our lesson for the day. Thanks for your patience and your time, and happy learning.